Welcome in, everybody. In today's episode, Sarah and I will be discussing the emotional and physical side of celery seed essential oil. Don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe to our podcast. And of course, stick around to the end for our scoop of the day. And while you're here, we invite you to leave us an honest review on Apple Podcast at the end of this episode. It is free and it means the world to us. Welcome to the Essential Oil Scoop, where we serve up real talk with real results. Get ready to explore the incredible world of essential oils and how they transform your daily wellness. I'm Vicky Labrilla, and this is my co-host, Sarah Sipos. With over 22 years of collective essential oil knowledge and experience, we are well equipped to bring you the best tips and tricks for all your needs to live life to the fullest. So join us as we dish out the juicy scoop to a healthier, happier you. It's time to elevate your life. Tune in and let's dive deep into the realm of essential oils for a life of vitality and well-being. Okay, Sarah, truth. How many times a month do you use celery seed essential oil?
I probably use it, okay, for a time. I use it once a month, but for a time period. Does that make sense to you? Like, I use it for like a weekish time period once a month.
Okay. And why do you use it for a weekish time period for once a month? I'm curious before we get into it.
Okay. So it's a really great detoxifying oil. It's really, really good. I use this in a couple of different foods too, and things that I cook, like soup. It's great in soup. But this really helps with water retention issues. And so I have some edema, water retention issues personally. And this is something that I like to use. Okay. TMI, when we're talking about women's cycles here for a second, I like to use this during my cycle because I am flushing out all of the impurities and all the things along with my cycle. So I like to use this during that time. So that might be TMI for you all, but I'm 100% being honest. This is when I prefer to use it because I want to like help detox the rest of me during this. It really does help with that, you know, kidney, bladder, the urinary tract. That's the word I was looking for. I was like, urinary tract, helping as a detox that and helping with that edema. Because, okay, when you're starting to get some swelling and edema, I don't know if you know this, and this may be TMI for a lot of people, but generally, this is because you're holding on to water because it's not being absorbed properly into your body. And so that can look like a couple of different things. It could be looking like your colon is too impacted because that's where water is absorbed. So your colon could be too impacted and not, so that means you're full of poop and you need to get it out. So that's one way. Another reason that you could be not absorbing it all is because your electrolyte balance is off with your potassium, your magnesium. And so that's another reason why you might be retaining water. But with using celery seed, this helps in urinary tract. It also helps with that fluid retention and on some of the other things that you sometimes experience during that time of the month. So I like to use it for detoxing. And that was a really long explanation for such a short question. So I apologize for taking over right there.
That's okay. That's okay. I didn't want to pause you. I just wanted to let it flow. But I agree with you. So before we press record, honestly, I think I need to, what I want to do after we're done recording is remove celery seed from my Planko board of oils and like set it on the counter as an individual because it gets lost in the shuffle. I can't lie. I need this oil right now. So for the reasons that you said you use it, that's going to come in really handy right now. Just last night, I was like, ooh, I have some massive water retention. I noticed it in my calves and in my feet. And I don't have edemas on a normal basis. I don't struggle with that. However, it is very evident in the feel and the visual I got last night. I was like, oh, so this essential oil is going to come in extremely handy to help flush the blood or liver toxicity and the support my urinary tract system. Like it's going to come in and do some of the heavy lifting that I can't do by myself. Kidney support, you know, bladder support. It's an insect repellent. Who knew? I never thought of celery seed as an insect repellent, but our books and our resources indicate that it is. You know, flatulence, poor appetite, if you're having indigestion issues, restricted blood flow, so supporting circulation. I have known a couple people mentioned that they do this every month. They take celery seed internally every month to support healthy detoxification. I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this podcast, you have heard of the celery juice cleanse, right? The celery juice drink. Like it was a phase for quite some time, and people still to this day do it because it has some powerful benefits. But we can magnify those benefits with this essential oil. And so I'm not a fan of the taste. I'm not going to lie. I don't care for it, but I can put it in a veggie cap or I can actually sneak it into a smoothie. One drop is plenty. But the benefits are pure. So anyways, where I was getting at is when people travel, which a lot of people do, traveling during this season of the year, spring and summertime are very, there's very high volumes of people traveling, whether you're sitting in a car really long, and like Sarah has a perfect remedy for her on how she supports her lymphatic system and, you know, releasing excess water tension in her body. Sitting for too long, being on an airplane for too long, you know, I've heard people incorporate celery seed into their daily routine. I've also heard them apply it topically along with a couple other oils to help with the circulation and to help with the edemas going down. Sarah, do you actually want to share what you do? Do you want to share that on this podcast? I'm
sure I can.
Yeah, I think it might be beneficial for a listener or two.
Like I have a bunch of different things that I do. So, I mean, I could give you the whole kind of laundry list. One of the number one things for me is I use a lot of wild orange in my water. And wild orange is a great oil to kind of keep everything moving, flowing out. I'm trying to not use TMI, but basically bowel movements, like it helps with bowel movements and it helps keep things on a regular. So one of the things that I did say earlier was, if you have your colon is where you absorb water. And so if you're not absorbing water through your colon, it's going to get backed up into your system. And the answer is not to quit drinking water. The answer is that we have to like figure out what's going on, right? So that's one of the number one things that I do. The other one is I'm very big on our Terrazyme product. I love taking the Terrazyme with what I'm eating, the foods I'm taking. Of course, lifelong vitality is like a must. Our PB Restore and our PB Assist products are amazing. Like just keeping that gut health, because that gut health really does impact the colon as well. Like what you're putting through your gut health and all the things that's going through there, your colon really is part of that digestive system. It's a huge part that people neglect, I would say.
We overlook it.
It's very neglected. I was actually having a conversation with my doctor today about colons, about like a lot of things. Like her and I love my doctor. She's amazing. And her and I were discussing lots of different things, but one of the things we were talking about was colon health. That was something that came up in a conversation today. Because Emily around having all of her issues. So that's some of the things that I use. I like to use celery seed in a veggie cap mixed with Zendocrine. And with cilantro, and I'm trying to think, I'm missing an oil. Cilantro, Zendocrine, lemon. Sorry, I couldn't think of it. And that's what I will put in a little veggie cap. And that will help me to kind of, you know, detoxify. I like to do that along with GX Assist, right along with my female cycle on the first day of the cycle. Sometimes I'll start it, like if I know I'm coming up and I know I'm just having some issues, I'll start it a day or two beforehand. So it's already kind of kicking in. And then there's other things that I will do in the moment for some of the edemas that happen in my legs, because I get this when I travel, especially when I travel in a car. So Aroma Touch is a great oil, or Cypress Aroma Touch. You can use celery seed with that. I'm putting that onto your legs and massaging it in and getting some of that lymphatic system going. Also, dry brushing is huge. Dry brushing is really important to get that lymphatic system moving, because, you know, our lymphatic system really doesn't have a pump. So you know what pumps our lymphatic system? Your arms. This motion when you're walking and you're like, you see speed walkers and runners and they're like pumping their arms, that's actually pumping your lymphatic system.
Oh, I love that.
So the movement of your arms helps to pump your lymphatic system and that movement of your legs. So this is why I'm not a runner, but this is why moving, walking, and when you're walking, to really moving your arms while you're walking helps to move that lymphatic system, because our lymph system actually doesn't have a pump. Like our heart pumps our blood, but it doesn't pump lymph. Okay. So you need something that helps to pump that lymph. That's why dry brushing is helpful. That's why we have a vibrational plate that I stand
That's
on.
why rebounding is so powerful. Even if you don't have a rebounder, you can do those steady up and down movements because it's moving the lymph. And it's so important. So you're saying celery seed would be a great additional support, or even applying celery seed before you dry brush, even.
It's phenomenal. So I'm just, you know, try some of these things. I mean, what works for me might not work for other people, because obviously we have different chemistry, right? Your what works for you sometimes doesn't work for me. So just it's an encouragement to just try it. And if it doesn't work for you, find something else. But like, this is what works for me and what works really well and really helps. But yeah, celery seed is an incredible oil. It's an incredible detoxifier for the physical as well as the emotional. Let's jump into the emotional, because I really feel like that's where we always thrive anyway. But I love celery seed's emotional properties. I actually love the smell of celery seed. It's one of those smells that makes me salivate, like dill.
Oh, really?
Smell of dill makes me salivate. The smell of celery seed makes me salivate. So I actually really love the smell of celery seed, which might not, not other people might not love it, but I do. And it's one of those helps my, I don't know, makes my
salivary glands.
Yes. Thank you. I was like, salva. Salva, I was so struggling with that word. But yeah, that's, yes. It helps my saliva to like go crazy in my mouth. So it's one of those oils for me that just like produces a ridiculous amount of saliva. And I don't know why. But
how many
it's
times
like,
can you say that word right now?
Oh no, I've only said it 25 times. If you, bonus points for if you go back and listen to this podcast and see how many times I said saliva. Because you'll get
this
extra
hilarious.
Points.
Okay, my friends, celery seed, moving forward, we are going to transition into the emotional benefits of celery seed. It is the essential oil of detoxing. And how fitting is that? Not just for the physical, but for the emotional. So let me start with possible lower vibration emotions that you may be feeling. Because if you're feeling any of this, then celery seed might be the emotional support ally you're in need of. So feeling sluggish, stagnant, imbalanced, or unhealthy, if there's too much toxicity, emotional toxicity in your life, celery seed might be your jam. It is traditionally used to cleanse the body, the physical body, but it does so much more. It invites individuals to strengthen their course and return to practices that will lead to better outcomes. And it helps teach us, or it teaches, that cleansing the inner vessel requires ongoing commitment and perseverance. Okay. I don't know about you, but I definitely needed to hear that. Ongoing commitment and perseverance. There's more to that, but can we just anchor into those two words? Ongoing. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel stagnant. And I feel like my feet are in quicksand and I'm going nowhere fast. And I'm just struggling emotionally to just get to surface, get to level ground. And what my resource and what the emotional side of celery seed is telling me is that this is going to be my ally in those times where I need to feel restored, to feel balanced, and to become realigned to that commitment I made to myself. Like, I'm human just like you. And sometimes not sometimes, a lot of the times, I feel like I am recommitting to my true desires and what I'm wanting. But y'all, I understand that when we feel stagnant and sluggish, it becomes harder emotionally to get a move on, to become well, to become more balanced. And I love that this is an ally to help us navigate out of it and help us become more in line. Sarah, I share some of your thoughts on this emotion.
Well, I think you ever felt stuck? Have you ever felt like you're stuck in a rut and you're like Groundhog's Day, or you felt like you're just not sure where to take your next turn? I feel like this is the oil to really help you to just get unstuck. It helps you just to go through. Okay. It helps. I love that phrase, straighten their course to return to practices that will lead to better outcomes. Like that sentence right there, I feel like it just sums it up. Like, have you ever, like, I know we've talked about on this podcast before, like, when I feel stressed, I have to get back to my routines and my patterns. And, like, I have to go back into certain things to, like, kind of, like, get me back on course, right? And I feel like
It's like
this
a
oil is
reboot
one,
for you.
yeah, like, and I feel like this is one of the oils to use to do that, to get yourself back on track. I mean, think about it with the physical properties of it cleansing you, right? And getting you kind of like back to zero, back to where your body needs to be to get rid of some of those to detox some of those toxins, that it helps you to kind of get your body back into to like at zero. And then if we use it in the emotional sense too, help us to get back onto our path, to help us to get back onto like that net zero, that like zeroing out and just going, okay, we've detoxed all of this junk. Now you're back on track. Now what are we going to put in for positivity now that we've cleared out some of that negative stuff? And what are we going to do next? And getting back onto that path that helps us with practices that will lead to a better outcome. So that will help us to, cleanse out some of that stagnant, nasty stuff. So now we can move on to something that's a little bit more positive.
Yeah, I agree. And some of that stagnant, nasty stuff is the media consumption that is coming at us at all angles. Like, at least that's my truth. There's so much noise, and I like to call it noise because that's what I feel it is. But our brains are always listening, always turned on, whether we are actively listening or not actively listening. It is still input. And input compounds over time. I'm in my late 30s. How much input have I had through my entire life? So I love knowing that this oil helps me, and I'm sure it's helped some of our viewers, knowingly or unknowingly, detox from that negative consumption that goes in one ear and out the other. Sarah's shaking her head, like, yes, we are, and our job has a lot of social media components to it. So therefore, Sarah and I are on social media a whole lot for our businesses. And there's still a lot of noise on social media, good, bad, or indifferent, but it's still happening, the constant flow of information. And so celery seed can come in and help us clear that out so we're not stagnant and stuck in it. I love it. And on an emotional level, It resonates with me. I need all the help I can get to clear some of that stuff so I'm not feeling over flooded with the emotional toxins and feeling sluggish. Because I do. I feel hard, you guys. And I know some of us feel more than others, but this essential oil in its essence is helping clear out what is not serving you and making room for what does. I don't know about you, but I need all the help I can get some days to help clear that out. Sarah, what do you think?
I think we've covered it really well. Like, I feel like we've covered the aspects of this oil really well. I mean, I think what's left is just to encourage you to use it. Like, try the capsule I talked about before. Like, that will be my scoop of the day, right? My scoop of the day is going to be trying that capsule, trying to put a drop of celery seed, a drop of the zendocrine, a drop of the cilantro, and a drop of the lemon into a capsule. Take it with food. I always recommend, whenever you're doing oils in a capsule, I always recommend taking it with food. I recommend sandwiching it in your food. Meaning, let me explain. Don't put it in your sandwich.
Eat
Let me
it.
explain. Let me expound. Eat some of your meal. Then take it. Then finish the rest of your meal. So that's what I mean when I say sandwich. I don't mean put it between two slices of bread and consume it. That's not what I mean. So I want to highly clarify what I'm saying here. And try it for a week. See what happens. It'll be interesting. I promise it'll be an interesting experiment for you. But I think it's going to help. I think it's going to help clear out some of the stagnation as far as physical, right? But on the emotional level, I want you just to try to just smell it straight from the bottle. Don't try diffusing it. Don't try doing anything. See how you react to the smell of it, especially on days when you're feeling like you just can't get moving. On days where you feel stuck, on days where you're like, I know I need to like jump back into my patterns. Just open up the bottle and just smell it.
I love that. I love that scoop. And so thank you for that. And to round it out, I want to invite you into my scoop of the day of a diffuser blend, which it's so funny because I don't usually have diffuser blends. Sarah's like the master of diffuser blends and I love her creations. So I usually just adopt hers. However, lemongrass, lime, and celery seed, they play very well together. And lemongrass, so spring cleaning. And the reason why I'm bringing this to light is because we're in spring and we've heard the word, oh, spring cleaning, you know, clear the clutter. We're trying to make room for new. Lemongrass is really good for the pep in your step to clear the clutter. Celery seed is going to clear the emotional clutter. And lime is the zest of life. So the diffuser blend, my friend, is 3 drops lemongrass, 2 drops celery seed, and 1 drop of lime. And I hope you enjoy that. Pick it up whenever you want and don't use it if you don't want, but it's there for the taking.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Essential Oil Scoop. If you've enjoyed today's scoop on essential oils and want to stay updated with our latest episodes, exclusive content, and special offers, be sure to follow us and opt into our exclusive newsletter. Just head on over to our website, theessentialoilscoop.com/newsletter, and opt in today. For more wellness tips and monthly inspiration, connect with us on social media. Follow us on Facebook and YouTube, The Essential Oil Scoop Podcast. And please feel free to share and tag us on all of your essential oil adventures using the hashtag The Essential Oil Scoop. Remember, your wellness journey is our priority. We are here to help and support you every step of the way. Thanks again for being part of our essential oil family. Until next time.